for the Moapa Town Advisory Board, May 9th, 2023. Got to welcome our new board member, Mike Abbott, our existing board member, Blake Straighten, Jamie Shakespeare. I was going to say Wade, but Kelly Wade, and I'm Lola Egan, the chair. A few reminders. Please turn off your cell phones. Any side comments, please take them outside. If you decide to make comments on any issues or on the public comment period, you need to come up to the front, state your name and where you live, so that we know where you're in, whether you're in Moapa Town or somewhere else, so we know that. So, that being said, I'd like to call this meeting to order and do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time, it's a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item, but you will be afforded the opportunity to speak. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak on an agenda item? Okay, I did received correspondence on one of the agenda items. So since this is a public comment regarding zoning items, this is regarding the zoning item on the agenda. It's from Lexi Moore. She lives on McKnight Road. I am writing to express my strong opposition to the zone change proposed. This directly affects my home property value safety. Not only will this affect the flood zone, along with many homes involved, it destroys local wildlife habitat, potentially lowers the property values of the existing community, and has the potential for increased home insurance. I do not want the traffic that comes with a development. I do not want the views that I now have destroyed by a development. I do not want our current farming community and way of life to be pushed out by development. I look at St. George as an example of this. Homes being built and farms getting pushed out, overran because people want to pack houses in like sardines. This is not the vision I see for my home. This is and should always stay open land. It is the beauty of why we live here and the draw we want to live here. You go changing that and we look like everyone else's city and it's no longer a peaceful place to live. The land stays zoned as is. So, that being said, is there any other comments on any item on the agenda? Okay. The next agenda item is approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
Blake Stratton has moved to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Not?
Aye.
Oh. Yeah. Jamie?
Yep.
Okay, all approved. Approval for the agenda and any changes we want to make? Blake Stratton moved to approve. All approved.
Can we hold that real quick? Can we approve with adding the 7 o'clock time with the revised statement and the 7 p.m. time spot?
Is that on the?
We need to add that.
Is that on the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because those are not added.
Would you like to amend? To approve?
What did you say?
We need to vote to amend the agenda to add the revised statement and the 7 p.m. time slot.
Okay. Yeah. Vote to revise. Approve.
Blake Stratton vote to approve the revised agenda with the time of 7 o'clock added. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all in favor. There's no informational items on the agenda. Does anyone in the audience have anything that they need to bring up? Looking at you, Joe. Looking at you, Robert. Okay. Planning and zoning. We have one zoning issue, It's ZC-21-0004, Moapa Pioneers 1919 Trust, amended holdover zone change to reclassify 12 acres. We were previously notified it was 19.5 acres from RU Rural Open Land to RE Rural Estates Residential Zone for single-family residences development, generally located on the south side of McKnight Avenue and the west side of Henry Road within Moapa.
May I use one of these chairs to prop this?
Certainly.
I'll do this hopefully so everybody can see. And we'll just work with this as best we can.
Can you hold it for you?
We usually
oh, that works.
There.
I'll hold it.
I can also hold it.
I can hold it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay. My name is Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, for the record, Las Vegas.
Can you spell your name, please?
Misha, M-I-S-H-A. Last name Ray, R-A-Y. Did you get the address, too? I am with the law firm of Kemper Kroll here on behalf of the landowner. It's my understanding this application has been before you guys before. We're aware that there's some opposition to it as well. There have been some slight changes that I can go through this evening. And I know that at the last time it was Commissioner Kirkpatrick who requested that we have a neighborhood meeting and that we also create a site plan to kind of show what these half-acre lots would look like. So we held the neighborhood meeting some time ago. And I also have a site plan I can show you, but I just want to familiarize you with the area we're talking about and one of the big changes that's happened since the last time. So previously, this parcel to the north was also part of the application. Since the neighborhood meeting, that parcel has been sold. So it is no longer part of this application, which is thus the reduction in the acreage that we're looking at as well. So the site plan we've got still includes this parcel up here. But the agenda item does not include that parcel. It is gone, it's recorded as no longer being owned by the same landowners. So these landowners have had these parcels for about 13 years. It's about 12 acres where we are now. Can I flip you? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So if you were to use your imagination again, as I said, this parcel is no longer here, so that is no longer part of the application. But generally, each of these parcels represent just over half-acre lots, which is the RE zoning we're requesting. Currently, it is one home per 2 acres in the RU zoning, but this landowner is looking to change that zoning to be half-acre lots, so two homes per the acre. That is the request. I'm aware there's opposition, and we'll probably have some public comments, so I can answer questions that come after that. But this is the site plan, just to show generally what it would look like. The goal would be for the homes to front each of the roads so they face each other so it feels like a neighborhood rather than creating a little subdivided community with an internal street with their backs to everybody. That would not be the goal. And the intent for this is for custom homes on these parcels, not necessarily for the big box developers at this time. So that is the request. Staff is recommending approval, and I would ask for your vote for the same, but I'm happy to listen to public comment after the presentation.
Does anyone on the board have any questions before we open it up for the public?
I have one question. The property to the west of that, what's the
green?
Yeah.
Or
back to the west. I know there's more homes behind there. Or what size are those lots behind that?
I'm sorry, if you could point to which ones you're talking about.
Right in here. I know these are smaller. These
right here is the same zoning we're asking for with this application. So right up there to the northwest of us, that's RE zoning. Those homes are about half acre.
Okay. Those are the ones that face McCormick.
Acres, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
0.64.
0.64?
Yeah.
Okay,
there's the Jensen piece is 0.73.
Yeah,
and that's 0.73, but these are all
0.64.
Now, are you planning on building the homes? Or are you going to be selling the lots separate?
I believe the landowner's intent is to sell the lot separate, but I am not confident, so I don't want to misrepresent anything. I'm not sure.
Do you want to come up to state your name?
I do.
Thank you. I figured you would, but hey, yeah. I do need you to come up and state your name for the record.
That's fine. I'm Sherry Lyman. I'm at 1380, 1390, 1440, and 1480 Isola. Okay. Is that, you got that? And it's S-H-A-R-I. Okay, number one, those half-acre lots, when that came before the board, we were told that would be the only half-acre lots. And that's why the board said, well, okay. And I know this because I've been coming to these meetings for a long time, and my husband used to be on the board. He's dead now, so that's not an issue. Okay, however, I have questions. How are you going to handle the septic? How are you going to handle the flooding? What are you doing about the traffic?
The school.
2 acre lots is what it's zoned for. 2 acre lots is what it should be and it must be for us to maintain our rural environment, culture, society. For them to ask for half acre lots again is a slap in the face of everybody that has gone with the 2 acre lots, okay? And I just want that known, that we are a rural area. We don't want to be Mesquite or Las Vegas or even Logandale and Overton. And God, we love you people, okay? But we're Moapa. And I do want to know about the septic tanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want me to take questions one at a time, or do you want to finish public comment?
No, why don't you answer her question so we don't get lost in questions.
Sure. I can start with the drainage. I believe you asked about flooding. So drainage studies are a requirement for all projects. Drainage cannot be made worse with a development. So they're not required to make it better, but they can't make it worse. So that would be a requirement for the approval, if there was one, of the project. Septic, I don't have an answer for you on that. I apologize. I don't know where those connections are.
That would be the health district, and I know they're disapproving septic tanks.
Okay.
I don't know how you people are going to handle sewer, because we don't have a sewer system.
Okay.
We're all on septic.
Okay.
And you will not force some of us onto a sewer system.
I don't believe that's the intent of the landowner.
It better not be. I'm sorry.
And then you also asked about schools. So yeah. CCSD follows new developments that get approved. They track populations and that kind of thing. And they have their annual,
right?
They have their zoning of those things. So they handle all that on their side as they see developments getting approved and track.
We're trying to get away from CCSD.
Okay.
No, we really are. That's part of tonight too.
Okay. Did I miss anything?
Traffic.
Traffic is also a required part of an approval. A traffic study would have to be done to show how much new traffic would be expected versus what the streets can handle and those kinds of things.
Okay, I have a question about both septic, flooding, and sewer. Are these studies being done similar to what they did with Terrible Herbs, and then they went ahead and approved it and never came back to the board, never came back to the community, and pretty much told the board, too bad, too sad, you don't matter? Remember that, you guys?
That was... Actually, all that approval was pre-me.
Okay, well, it was during fog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, it was during fog. And that traffic study was supposed to take place, and they were supposed to come back to us. We never heard a thing, even if there had been a traffic study. The flood study, we were told, oh, there will never be another flood in that area. Okay. So, I don't know who has those kind of connections with Heavenly Father and the flooding, but I'm still curious about all those studies that are required by the county, and then the county, because somebody's palms get greased, and I do want that in the minutes, does never come back to the community and let us know what the results were. We never find out.
I should note, the site plan that I showed with the lots, that is only illustrative for this process. For a final version of whatever that map might look like lot-wise, a tentative map would have to come back to the town board for approval. So what I just showed may change slightly based on, that's just for illustration, but a tentative map would have to be approved by this board. So that's a later stage of development, and those kinds of answers, the septic connections, the drainage studies, would have already been started, likely. So there would be more answers for you on that. This zone change represents
I'm opposed to half-acre lots. I'm greatly opposed.
I do have a question on that. Is the studies required just to do the subdivision? I mean, to divide the property, or is it only if you do a development?
To divide the property.
It's a great question.
I believe it's to divide the property.
I believe you're right, that it's to divide the property.
Okay. Because I don't really want it to be sold. I mean, us approve it or disapprove it based on they're going to do studies and then find out, oh, you only do the studies if you do a subdivision.
Right.
You know.
I think if you subdivide the property, you have to do the studies.
But if they go from 2-acre lots to half-acre lots, they will have to do those studies.
Yeah.
I hope you guys will not support half-acre lots.
Is there any other questions or comments on this zoning issue?
I do need to come up there.
You need to come up and state your name.
I just have a question because I'm Misty Herring, and I live at 420 North Henry Road. And my question is the traffic. We live right on that main road, and I'm not against, like, some growth, but that's a lot of houses down that road, and people drive really bad, and so you say you guys are doing studies, but you want to get it approved, but we're not going to find anything out of how you're going to prevent or do anything to make it better until after it's approved, so that's my question on the traffic, because we all have young kids that are in that area.
H-E-R-R-I-N-G.
So typically, if this project were, the zone change is the initial part of the project. The zone change is to see for the developers, for the landowner, for potential home buyers, what size lots they might be looking at, which is why a zone change comes in a little bit before, so you can test the waters, see where you're going to end up. And then that's why you put off these studies, so that you know ultimately what the final product is going to be, which is why this project is divided up in stages like that, which is why a tentative map coming in at a later stage has those answers already, because they've already had the zone change in theory, they know what size lots they can fit into the property, and they've started the initial studies and those kinds of things. So the zone change is to see what can go in the community, and then they later then start those studies. So I don't know if it's not an ultimately satisfying answer, because I can't answer what the traffic study will show. But I will say that the current lots, if you were to take away that parcel that's been sold already, you're looking at about 21 homes in total that would be half acres, slightly over half acres. So 20 homes in that area. That's not a real answer to ultimately what you're trying to get at, but that's where we are right now.
So they have how many acres? This is 12 acres?
And correct.
And they own, how much other property do
they
own?
He owns the rest of that, and he just sold that northern.
Right, right. How much other property do State of Moapa Pioneers Trust hold, own in Moapa?
I do not know the answer to that.
It's near 440 acres.
Okay.
So all I know is one, if they get this through, then that's going to open the door for, you know, if this isn't held to 2 acres, then you move up the street, then those are going to be quarter acres on 400 acres. You know what I mean? Because they're going to want to get the most bang for their buck.
Well, the master plan wouldn't allow for that. So the master plan currently allows only up to 2 homes per acre. So if they wanted to do anything more than that, anybody, they would also have to get a master plan amendment, which requires a lot more effort and looking into by everybody. Right now, the master plan would limit that regardless to 2 acres.
When was the last change of the master plan? Does anybody know?
Just recently, November 29th.
Oh, just recently.
I think
the entire Clark County master plan.
Yeah. Blake's point is, even if you don't do a quarter acre, if you do a half acre on 400 more acres, that's 800 homes. And if we approve it here, we're setting a precedent, is the point for that other 400 acres.
That's like a third more.
Yeah.
Homes,
I know the county redid their master plan, but when was our community master plan? Does anybody know? Do you know, Sherry? When it was last done?
It was quite a while ago.
Because I think we need to request that they redo it.
Yes.
Could we send a request to Maryland?
Because Odin was just little.
Yeah, to request that the Moapa Land use map is is revisited and revised?
We reinforce the 2 acres per dwelling.
But something's changed clearly, and we, you know, so we need to do something to get it back to that.
I think we need to get us back to preserving our rural. Yes.
Does that open up the option of it changing?
Even the property on the map that was taken down to 0.64 and 0.74 acres in that area.
This other RE?
That the way that development even got put in was the person that was selling the property at the time was telling everybody, had told everybody in that area that he sold property to, that we won't do less than 2 acres. Mm-hmm. And then somehow he shifted gears and changed once everybody purchased the property. You know what I mean? So I'm afraid that, like, you know, okay, yeah, it's like half acre lots. We need some lots, this and that. But the precedent's kind of set around in these, at least in these blocks, mm-hmm. that they're well above 2 acres by and large. You know what I mean? And then if we go ahead and approve that, then, you know, then on to the next, you know, right across the street, they own that 44 acres. Across the river, they own 130 acres. And then up top, they own another 100 acres, or 300 acres. You know what I mean? And so then, anyway,
What was the County Board of Commissioners when we 2 years ago? Do you remember what they said? Sherry, I think you went into that board.
Yes, I do remember. They said that they were tentatively putting it on hold because they needed more research. But they weren't completely denying it, even though the community was very vocal about the opposition.
And I remember that there was a neighborhood meeting.
Yes,
did there ever become, like, because I know there was a neighborhood meeting that was planned. We went, there was a few of us that showed up. It was kind of a mess. It ended up being on a weird schedule and not everybody came. Did it get rescheduled and I missed it?
No, it was scheduled at the Logandale Fine Arts
Building. Yes, I remember we were there.
We went down there. Mm-hmm. It was freezing cold and the building wasn't locked open because the county didn't know about the public meeting.
Yeah.
And the developers were late getting there and then they didn't know anything. And those of us that were there, we voiced our opposition. And then the developer said, oh, we're going to set up another community meeting, and they never did.
I was just wondering if I missed the second one.
No, you did not.
Okay.
So is I just need to clarify for this. That's the only neighborhood meeting that's been held then?
Yes,
that one?
I believe so. Yes, and it was actually a failed meeting.
Yes. Yeah, we couldn't actually have the meeting.
Well, is there a reason why the neighborhood meeting was not
held? And it wasn't
held?
Really held.
It was at least 2 years ago, because Grandma
so
Rachel
they was, they were very confused, because I was at that meeting. They were very confused because they didn't understand that Logandale was not part of Moamba.
It was February of 2020.
And I was told at that meeting that they were going to reschedule and do another neighborhood meeting, but I had never seen anything about that, so I didn't know if I just missed it or if there just wasn't another neighborhood meeting scheduled. But they did listen to everybody that was there, took everybody's names and phone numbers and all of that. In the middle of the parking lot and Fine Arts Building.
Oh, well, that's kind of interesting, actually.
Are there any other comments?
My name's Toby Perez. I live on 825 North Omer Street here in Moapa. We're only about a block away from this. We've tried through the years. It was started out as 2 acres, then they took 30 feet on each side, so it's 1.86 acres now. We've tried several times to try to subdivide because we wanted to build, and we were always told no, absolutely not. Obviously, we don't have the money as this developer to get the lawyers and do all that stuff, but 21 homes is almost as much as this entire neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So how do you expect to bring in that many? And the ones that have half acres, like Lexi Moore, those properties are so tight in there by our standards, because the rest of us have 2 acres or more. You don't live here. That whole property right there where that land is, it floods every time. So how are they expecting to build all these homes? Not expect the, I mean, they can do, it's going to take a lot of money. And so, obviously, a lot of the homes around here are manufactured homes. It's not going to make our values go up anymore if you put houses, because you can't compare apples to oranges at all. But how, what impact is it going to be with EMS, fire, police? We already don't have enough of that as it is. To see, nothing against Metro, but we see you guys here once a month maybe. And so, and that's going to bring in more crime, it's going to bring in more kids, more four-wheelers, tearing up the desert, all this other stuff. But, and no offense to you, but you don't seem to have a lot of answers to a lot of the questions that are being asked today. You should be prepared for that. You should be prepared for the septics and all that kind of stuff, the flooding. So if you come here and you want to, if, not you, but the, you're working for them, obviously. So they should be here answering these questions. I don't care how much you, money you have. We're a small community. We're a tight-knit community. Most of us have been here. I've been here almost my, I was 16 when I came here. Sherry's been here her entire life. Everybody has pretty much been here our entire lives. So all these outsiders, even 21, it doesn't sound like a lot. It's a lot. Think about each family. You can have five or six people in each family. And it's just, but for us to be told that we can't do it a block away, but they're going to come and do more half acres when they said that was going to be it when they put the other development in, where Lexi Moore lives, how is that okay? How are they going back and backpedaling? And you guys are asking the board to approve that when they said at that time, no, I even spoke to Bob about it. Do you think we can subdivide? Not even 6 months before he passed away, which he's been only gone a year. He told me, no, absolutely not. I dropped it. Even though thinking, oh, Bob's our friend, you know, he's on the board. We dropped it because we're going to respect that's what the area says we can't do. Then we can't do it. Simple as that. And we're moving soon. We're finally leaving after 30 years, but I still think that I need to stand up for this community because even whoever buys my property is going to have to deal with the same thing. So that's, I don't know.
What was your address?
Toby Perez, A25 North Homer.
Thank you, Joe.
Any more comments or questions?
Is there anyone here in support of this project? I just thought I asked.
Good question.
You never know. Sometimes there is.
Somebody want to make a motion?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Whether you vote for approval or disapproval, I would suggest that you let them know that with your motion comes that the absence of, if it's a, against, that the absence of a drainage study, traffic study, and off-site improvements are all issues that make us have to vote against this. So that they know, so that when they see that motion, they understand, you know, okay, whatever your issues are, so that they understand what your issues are, not just... Don't give them just no, or don't just, you know, well, yes is always yes, but don't just give them a no. Tell them these are the reasons we're doing it.
Thank you for that advice.
Yeah. We need a motion.
We need a motion.
We need a motion
to approve or disapprove.
Oh, motion to approve or disapprove the...
Yeah, are you
so
wanting
you
to
have to one or the other?
Yeah. Are you going to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to disapprove the plan as it is currently shown to us for the 12.5 acres in Malapa.
Are you going to add reasons to that? Judy suggested we added the reasons.
And add the reasons or the concerns that the town brought before the board, such as
from the, yeah, what the concerns were.
Okay, Blake Stratton's made a motion to not approve the zoning change. All in favor of the motion to not approve?
I will second that.
Yeah, well, we're just voting.
Yeah,
Mike?
So, I think
okay, it's unanimous that we're requesting the motion, the waiver be denied, or the zone change be denied.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next
item for action is reviewing the Moapa Town bylaws. I'm not sure why this...
They're exactly the same as the other thing.
It's just something we have to do every year.
Is this just a standard thing for every year?
Well, yeah, but it's usually done in January.
Yeah, okay.
But without the meetings, we... And all it is that you either accept them or you tell us what changes you feel you want to make. And I'll be honest, at this point, it's too late to make changes.
Yeah. All right. Approve the Moapa Town bylaws. Yeah.
Okay. Kelly Wade made a motion to approve the existing town bylaws. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous approval. Our next item of business is recommend a Moapa Town Advisory Board member to serve on the Moapa Emergency Management Plan Committee for possible action. The Stephen Neal, the fire chief, approached me. And I believe he approached you too. They are trying to create a plan for emergency response. And from what I understand, the initial objective of this committee will be to first off determine what emergencies we have that we need to come up with a plan for before they come up with a plan. So,
they actually, just to help you know, they have an existing plan from 2015 that needs to be updated.
For Moapa?
That's my next line.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And when it was addressed back then, it was Moapa Valley, and Moapa didn't want to be included in it at that time. But at this time, where we have our own fire department that covers all of these areas, and our emergency management will be handled by our fire department, not the county, unless it gets that catastrophic thing that, you know, we need the extra help. It's being redone and updated to make sure that Moapa is included, and they would like to have a representative from each board.
Do you know how often they'll meet or anything like that?
I know their next meeting is July. They don't. Their first couple meetings were going to be like once a month or 6 weeks, and then it'll be like every other year once everything is established. Right now, they're just trying to make sure that they have a representative for each area and that they have all of the issues. They've only had one meeting so far, and that meeting was to see what we had and update, because since 2015, a lot of the numbers have changed, a lot of the people have changed.
The Sunday meeting.
So I'm going to say I know there's a meeting in July.
Okay.
Past that, I'm not sure where it's going to, how often.
Are you
Joe,
on?
Do you remember how often is Joseph here? Joseph here?
I do not.
Okay. It seems to me once it's established who, what, and where, that it was going to be like every other year they were going to update.
Okay.
It's not a commitment for life.
Yeah. So is there any board member that would like to step up to that?
I'll do it if nobody else does.
You, I know. Okay.
Well, Amy, you want to sign up for another something?
I am giving my no.
Okay.
Okay. Kelly Wade has volunteered to serve on this. Is there any opposition?
Nope.
Okay, it looks like congratulations. You've been drafted.
Might need it.
Okay, and now we're to the comments by the general public on matters involving the board of the jurisdiction. These are just informational items or discussion items. There's no action that we can take on them. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And again, if you could come up and state your name and your location so we know who we're talking to, if anybody has any comments.
I will. My name's Wendy Malcock. Our family's lived in Logandale. My address is 2615 St. Joseph Street. We've lived in Logandale for over 30 years. We've raised all 5 of our kids there. We've got 13 grandkids that are probably all going to be in the schools at some point or another. I've served in a lot of aspects throughout those years, having to deal with kids and having to deal with education. Right now, I'm the chair for our Moapa Valley Community Education Advisory Board, and we, as a board and as individual communities, citizens, and parents, after having gone through COVID with Clark County School District, after having gone through a multitude of issues having to do with our children and their education and the needs that they have, not only them, but our teachers and our support staff and our administrators, and I can go on and on. We met about, well, not this past January, but January 2022. Some of us parents and members of the community were just frustrated and wanting to try to figure out what we could do to somehow become our own independent school district. And we had lots of meetings and lots of hair pulling and lots of possibilities, and it's evolved to the fact that we've been able to meet with our state legislators. We were able to have a bill drafted, which has never happened before. And the bill actually died in committee, but it's actually still there. The legislators are still talking about the bill because what it says is it asks for our valleys, the Mesquite Valley, Bunkerville, Moab, Yuga out here to become our own school district, which would equal about 4,100 students total. There's a lot of questions that people might have that need answered about that. And so I requested that we could possibly have this be an agenda item to be talked about in a town board forum, because it's that important in our estimation. So I drafted a letter, I sent it to Marilyn Kirkpatrick and the people who are involved in assigning agenda items, I guess you would call it. And so we weren't allowed to be, for whatever reason, on the agenda tonight, but we were hoping that we could have support of our town boards to make all of the legislators and in our state understand that hopefully the community is supportive of this. We went to Mesquite City Council, the entire City Council, this is not normal, and the mayor are in support of it. So long story short, we would love to have support from our town boards. We're going to all the town board meetings. Because we couldn't be on the agenda, I have a letter here of support that you can each sign individually after this meeting if you choose to. And I'll just be in the back.
Do you have a count of how many people have signed the petition?
We've got about 2,600.
For those who don't know, they have a petition.
We had a petition going around to support the bill. And that includes members of the public in Las Vegas as well, because we had a booth there at the fair. And Warren Hardy, who is our lobbyist at the state level, he said that doing that was critical, because if we had we had a member of our committee get on and just put everybody on an Excel spreadsheet, and so then they divided them up into districts, and so Warren Hardy could say, hey, you know, to a legislator, 50 of your people said that they want Moapa Valley and Mesquite to have their own school district. And so that was pretty powerful. So any other questions? I know you're not supposed to.
You can extend time if you want to. If you have more questions, anybody on the board, you can.
Yeah. So who do you have? Who do you have representing? So there's representatives of Logandale, Overton, Mesquite.
On our committee.
On your committee, Bunkerville. And who's representing Moapa?
I am, Carrie. But everybody's welcome.
Anybody.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to be on there, Blake.
I'm just asking who's representing. I have no problem. My kids home school. I'm a real pain in the ass, but I can do it.
I need the help and support. And even if you don't have the time to be on there, you have my phone number.
I don't know. I know I'm aware of this movement. I just wasn't aware who was representing Moapa.
Here's the initial letter that I sent to Marilyn, and these are all the folks that are on the committee and their credentials if you wanted to know who's on there. Mm-hmm. So.
And Virgin Valley's been handing out a petition at their...
They had about 300 signatures at the Mesquite Days last week.
Yeah, Mesquite Days. Mm-hmm.
So are we going to make our kids lunches or in-house cooking again? Or are they
my high school cafeteria, and I would love to say yes to that, but that's not up to us, and that's like... That's a talk coming way down the road.
Well, actually, Wendy, because we will be under the State Department of Education, we will be our own school district, it will be up to our school board, our administrators, our teachers, our support staff, our parents, the students, and the community to determine how we comply, and that includes how we feed the children and what academics, how we comply with the academic requirements. It will be up to us. It won't be up to CCSD anymore. And so if cinnamon rolls are something that the community decides we need to have, we're going to have to hire a baker that can do cinnamon rolls.
That's right.
I know.
So yes, it's up to us. It's a big responsibility for all of us to be part of this, because now we can't just let CCSD make decisions and then blame them when it goes sour. Now we have to make sure we're making good decisions and it goes right. Okay. So yes, we will be deciding those things.
Does the board have any more questions? Do we want to extend Wendy's time any longer than we have?
Do you have more to say, Wendy?
Would you like me to read the letter that we've kind of written up? If you didn't want to write your own letter, we've got a letter that's drafted. If you want to sign it, if you don't want to sign it, that's fine too. Basically, the letter says, I believe community support for public education is a vital key for a sustainable and orderly society. Because of the rural remoteness of the Virgin and Moapa Valley communities in relation to the urban Clark County School District central office and services, and the overwhelming size of CCSD and their unresponsiveness to our own personal community issues, I personally support changing the Nevada revised statutes to allow independent regional school districts within counties over 100,000 population to improve community school involvement, increase educational results and effectiveness, and to create a sense of community ownership. So that's the letter. If you don't want to sign it, they're individual, just because we would have loved to have had an entire board support if that was possible. And so we'd love to be an agenda item if you think that's important.
You have to wait till after.
Item, are we signing this as board members?
Individual members.
Right now, are we signing it as just members of the community?
No,
since it's not.
So at the bottom it says member of Moapa Town Advisory Board, personal support.
So that's what I'm asking.
Only.
Personal support.
Yeah.
It says that you're
because
a
they won't
member.
Put it as an agenda.
Is there a reason why they won't? So that way you can have the support as.
The full
support
board.
As a board?
I don't know.
We've already answered that question.
It wasn't answered. You can request that it is on your next agenda.
When does it go?
Yeah,
like,
how much time?
What's the timeline?
This is a really great question. So at this point right now,
We don't know.
That's the best answer I can give you. But I can tell you that our state legislator, Toby Yorick and Jeff Stone, are both determined to bring about another bill in 2025 legislature, both in the Assembly and in the Senate, because they saw that this is very important. This is really important. It needs to happen. And Toby has promised that he will do everything possible to make this happen in the next legislative session. This legislative session, the chances, I don't know what the chances are. They're not very great, but they're still there. Because from what I've heard, both Democrats and Republicans want to have education reform. And when they say education reform, they're talking Clark County School District, right? And so they're wanting it done. They see that it needs to be done, but they don't quite know how. And so our vision or our idea is, you know what? We're a clean cut. We're not Henderson in the middle of the, you know, everything. We're a clean cut. Let us be the pilot program for 2 years, right, under the State Board of Education's supervision. Let us pave the way for other communities who would like to also break out of CCSD. So that's kind of like the idea. Give us the car and let us drive for a little bit and prove that we can make this work. So
I'd like to request that the CIAB be put on our next agenda so they can give us a full presentation.
So this isn't a CIAB formed committee, it's just citizens.
Okay. Okay.
I happen to be a member of the CIAB. Lindsay Daly happens to be a member of the CIAB, but most everybody else, we've tried really hard to get representatives from all the areas that are
Is it need? Is it
so it's not need anymore. It's FRSD, Friends of Regional School Districts, is what our committee is called.
So can we have them be?
Yeah. Could we have the Friends of Regional School Districts be on our next agenda as an for them to come and give us a presentation as an action item?
I have a quick question. Are there any examples on in state or other areas where this has been tried, or any results that
has anyone tried to break out of Clark County?
Yeah, in any other parts of the country or parts of the state, or any other examples of a program like this that's evolved and been successful in any other?
So, Mr. Ken Cox is a former superintendent of a school district in another area in Idaho, I think it was. Would you like to ask the question of him? He can answer it.
I'm Dr. Ken Cox with the Minnedota. I retired in 2020. I spent 42 years in education. Eight of those were in Vernonia, Oregon, where I was the superintendent in that district. And the last six was in Minidoka County in southern Idaho. The district, Minidoka County, had 4,300 students. We would have 4,100 students. Two high schools, two middle schools, four elementary schools. And when we moved to Mesquite in 2020, I thought, oh, well, I'm familiar with school boards, maybe I'll get on the school board. And then I realized, for me to get on the school board, I'd have to campaign in North Las Vegas. So I didn't contemplate that for very long. About a month ago, I was invited to come to one of these folks' meetings realized you can't have local control without making things happen. The district I ran in Idaho, we ran on $50 million. The projection for our students is $104 million. Governor Lombardo has said, I want to increase the amount of per student funding by $2,000. That means we would get $8 million, but if we don't break off, we'll never see it because Clark County will just sponge it up. Right now, Clark County, by law, is supposed to give up each building 90% of the money they collect. Right, they're only giving 60%. So the funding is not getting where it needs to be. You know, water to get the water to the end of the row. I've done enough irrigation ditches in Washington, where I grew up, to know that you got to make it all the way. Otherwise, they don't all plants survive. The students out here aren't getting the attention they need from a district office with 200 or 300 people employed at the district office, when we could have a smaller district. We'd have to come up with a kitchen. Apparently, I wasn't aware of that. Someone at Mesquite, Moapas, or Mesquite at one of the meetings said, why can't we have Boulder City help us? I thought, I don't want to run buses in Boulder City. One of the reasons I'm here is I woke up one morning to minus 21 degrees in southern Idaho, and I said, I don't want to live the rest of my life in this kind of weather. So it's possible. I've been involved with a merger of two districts. I've been involved in where a charter school was separated from a district, wrote all the language for that in Oregon and Idaho both. I've worked with legislatures. So I want to help do what's best for kids. I don't have any children in the area, but 42 years is not something you can just throw away and not keep going. So I'd be happy to answer questions, but that's part of the reason I'm here, is to work with Larry Moses and figure out a feasibility study. What kind of leadership do you need? What kind of people are you going to need to make that, put that together?
Why is the kitchen a question?
I don't know.
Because people need to eat.
You get the school, if you separate.
Do you understand that the schools don't have cooking kitchens anymore?
Yeah, we would have to either.
They don't cook in the kitchen anymore.
No, they don't cook anymore. No. And the food that they provide is junk. I read a deal about a guy that campaigned in an inner city area, and he won his campaign off of the fact that they don't cook and provide quality meals to kids. And you see the trucks come in, and they're junk.
Yeah.
And they got junk food plastered all over the side.
Yeah.
And they feed the kids like cattle, and it's all plastic wrap, preheated garbage. Mm-hmm. And that kind of, that's just a representation. It's proportional to everything else that they get their hands on. They want to subcontract everything out.
That's just a small example of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. I hate it too. Here's the thing, Blake. Most school districts in the nation are just a few schools.
Yes.
Just a few schools. This, the fifth largest in the nation, 50th educationally wise, it's out of control. And the reason why kids are failing is, I blame the huge school district. If you can pare down and get the dollars and the attention and all those needs met individually, individual students, individual classrooms, individual schools, the teachers, the staff, the administration, if we can focus on those individual needs, they're going to get met. Because why? We're right here. We're right here where we see the needs.
I think to answer your question also, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, state law says every county has their school district.
That's right.
A school district.
Yeah.
And that we.
Right. So they have to
Lincoln
change
County
all
has
the
their
state
own
law.
School district. Our problem is we're tied to Las Vegas, and so.
So this would change the law in a state that regional school districts in districts larger than 100,000 people, which is Clark County.
And Washoe.
Right. Those areas can subdivide into regions. And so we would be the Northeast Regional Clark County School District. So, sorry, I thought it was Blake that was asking the question. I forgot.
When would we know if it is getting on to the agenda or not?
I would love to tell you that.
Because I'm just curious, is it better to sign it now?
I will report to them tomorrow morning the outcome of the meeting tonight before I do the minutes.
It was asked. It was asked.
I did request it. I never got a reply. So this was our next best thing, was to just come during public comment.
Who did you rescue?
Did a reply come through a town board member?
No. See, I didn't get an email back from anybody.
No, the request did not come from a town board. We did not request them. Yeah. I am now requesting them.
That's why it wasn't on.
Okay.
You sent a letter that said this is what we're doing.
So if it comes, if we need it, it can come from a town board.
I have a request from this board now that they want it on their next agenda.
Okay.
So it will be on their... Okay. As far as I can see, it will be on the next agenda.
Okay.
But I am not the power.
Can you let me know, Judy, if somebody contacts a town board member between meetings and we'd like to add something on to the agenda, how do we make that happen?
You just don't do that to me again. We just did that.
I know, but how do we make it happen? Because
you need an 8-day. Look in your secretary agenda or in the resource thing. It's in your bylaws. Yeah. Is where it is. It's in the bylaws.
Because
it has to have.
Pretty sure it was more than 8 days when I contacted you.
Can I make a comment? That question, the school board, only the chair can add something to the agenda, or two board members can add something to the agenda. So that's a totally different
statement. Yeah, let me look at the bylaws.
On the bylaws it says, non-planning and zoning items for inclusion on the agenda must be submitted to the secretary at least 8 calendar days prior to the scheduled meeting. The secretary will combine requested items with the planning and zoning agenda provided by the department, comprehensive camp planning, and post 3 full working days before the meeting.
But I asked you last month.
So it's the 8 days, but they're tying it into the planning and zoning.
It's right. This last picture.
In a meeting with the planning and zoning item.
Mm. That is what they say, but they just... I just got one.
But this is we had planning and zoning for that, so right. They should have been on this meeting. And what I'm saying is I contacted you and asked for this to be on the agenda prior, last month,
yeah.
And I'm wondering why it's not on the agenda. That's,
it gets sent
I know it's not you. I'm just saying, not, like, what is the, why?
It got forwarded.
And no response.
No. They call me and tell me what is going on the agenda. So
I need to contact Marilyn and see why it didn't get put on there?
My preference would be to go with Lola and
I'm with that. I'm right along with her.
Hoping that they were going to be on this agenda.
I was just wondering why it wasn't.
Probably because Marilyn has her own school district that she's trying to launch.
Okay. I just wanted to make one more comment. If you choose to sign this letter, it would be great, because the next town board meeting is probably, I don't know when it's going to be, but if we could have, if you want to sign this letter or draft one yourself in support, it would help, because there could be a possibility that they would pull our bill out of committee and do what we're asking it to, have done, and if we have proof of community support at that time, then it helps that move forward. So
I'm signing the bill.
Yeah, me too.
The letter.
It has my support.
Are there any more public comments? Okay, our next meeting date is May 30th, and this meeting is adjourned. Joe, before you leave, I want to talk to you a second.